Filter pressure drop and MERV trade-offs. How filter MERV rating relates to pressure drop and airflow, why high MERV filter in too small slot chokes the system, and how to get good filtration without starving the blower by using more filter face area. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Every air filter is a trade-off between how much it catches and how much it restricts airflow. MERV minimum efficiency reporting value rates filtration. Higher MERV catches smaller particles. But finer filtration usually means more resistance, and that resistance shows up as static pressure the blower has to overcome. Slap a high MERV filter into a slot that was sized for a cheap one, and you can choke the whole system. The fix isn't use a worse filter, it's understanding the relationship between MERV, pressure drop, and filter area so you get clean air and good airflow. How it works. A filter's pressure drop depends on three things. How fine the media is roughly. It's MERV, how much air you push through it, velocity, and how much face area it has. Push a given CFM through a small filter and the air screams through at high velocity, and the pressure drop spikes. Spread that same CFM across a much larger filter face and the velocity drops, and so does the pressure drop, even at a higher MERV. That's the key insight. Face area is the lever. A high MERV filter doesn't have to be restrictive if it's big enough. A 1 MERV 13 jammed into a tight return is a choke point. A 4 or 5 deep pleat MERV 13 media filter with several times the surface area can deliver the same filtration at a fraction of the pressure drop, because the media area is so much larger and the velocity through it so much lower. A loaded dirty filter also climbs in pressure drop as it fills, so the same filter that was fine when new can starve the system once it loads up. In the field, measure the filter's pressure drop directly. Manometer probes immediately upstream and downstream of the filter, blower running. That number is the filter's contribution to total static, compared to the static budget. If the filter alone is eating a big chunk of about 0.5 inches of water column budget, it's too restrictive for that location. If filtration needs to go up, grow the filter, don't just raise MERV in the same slot. Move to a deeper media cabinet 4-5 or a larger filter grill face area so velocity and pressure drop stay low. Right size and schedule changes. A filter that's fine at install will restrict as it loads, set a realistic change interval, and a deep media filter both lasts longer and holds airflow better as it loads. Normal values and targets. Clean 1 pleated filter, often about 0.10 to 0.20 inches of water column at typical residential airflow, more at higher MERV or higher velocity. Deep pleat media filter 4-5 can deliver MERV 11 to 13 at a lower pressure drop than a 1 MERV 13 because of the much larger media area. Static budget reminder. Total external static around 0.5 inches of water column typical for residential. The filter is just one component competing for that budget alongside the coil and ducts. Velocity. Lower phase velocity equals lower pressure drop. Bigger filter face area lowers velocity for the same CFM. This is why oversizing the filter helps. Loaded filter. Pressure drop rises as it fills. A filter near the end of its life can add several times its clean drop. Common faults and what they mean. High MERV 1 filter, high static, low CFM. Classic choke. Too much filtration in too little area. Move to a deep media cabinet or larger face. Don't just drop MERV if filtration matters. Filter pressure drop way up. Airflow poor. Filter is loaded slash dirty or undersized. Change it and slash or upsize the face area. Coil freezing slash weak airflow after a filter upgrade. The homeowner installed a high MERV filter the system can't breathe through. Educate and resize. Filter bypass air going around the filter. Loose fit or wrong size. Dirt loads the coil and blower wheel even though a good filter is installed. Seal the filter to its frame. Whistling filter grill. Velocity too high through too small a filter. Upsize the face area. Tech tips and gotchas. Get filtration from area, not just from MERV in a tiny slot. The single best move for clean air without killing airflow is a deeper, larger area media filter. More square footage of media equals same MERV at far less restriction. Always measure the filter's drop on airflow calls. It's one of the easiest components to isolate with two manometer probes, and a restrictive filter is a constant culprit behind low CFM. A dirty filter is a moving target. It tests fine when new and chokes the system a month later. Factor loading into your change schedule and into which filter you recommend. MERV vs MPR vs FBR labeling. Retail brands use their own rating scales. MERV is the industry standard. Don't assume too high number filters from different scales are equivalent. Sanity check the actual pressure drop. Don't solve a duct problem with a cheaper filter. If the only way to get airflow is a fiberglass throwaway that catches nothing, The real problem is an undersized return slash filter slot. Fix the area so you can run a decent filter. Balance IAQ goals against the equipment. High MERV is great for indoor air quality, but only if the system can move air through it. Match the filter to the static budget, or enlarge the budget with more area. Safety slash code notes. A starved blower from an over-restrictive filter causes the same downstream hazards as any low airflow condition. Frozen coils in cooling and heat exchanger, overheating slash limit trips and heating a CO concern on gas equipment. Keep the filter sized so the system stays within its airflow design. No refrigerant side work involved. This is purely airside.